saw a comic strip this week that I thought really nailed it. The shepherd is standing out in the pitch dark countryside, you know, tending his flock by night, when all of a sudden the light flashes from the heavens and a voice booms, "Do not be afraid." And the shepherds jump 3 feet in the air, and he has to check his tunic afterwards to see if it's soiled. And while he's doing that, the voice from heaven reiterates, "Hey, I said do not be afraid." And the shepherd's going, right. Some winged dude shooting light out from everywhere, and the whole host of heaven shows up with him. And you expect me to be calm just because you said be not afraid? What's with all the pyrotechnics anyway? It's unnerving, frankly. If God really didn't want us to be afraid, why can't God send something a little less, I don't know, startling, a little more ordinary, something harmless? I mean, I don't know, like a baby or something. And in the last panel, of course, the voice from the clouds interjects, now that you mention it, I love this little comic strip because it gets to the heart of the matter, the heart of what we're celebrating this evening, that God has come to be with us in exactly the way that we need. Now, it's not a new concept at all that God would be with us. The story of God's people contained in the Old Testament is all about God being with the people, right? God walks in the garden with Adam and Eve. God appears to Moses in a burning bush. God leads the people out of slavery in Egypt by pillars of cloud and fire. And then God continues to speak to the people in the witness of the prophets through the generations. God has always cared. God has always been around. But what we celebrate this night is that God has done something new. The God powerful enough to appear as a fire that is not consumed, the God ancient enough to have created all that is, the one who sustains all things, this God takes on humanity with all its joys and also sorrows for the sake of being with us. God becomes human. God is born in our world in the same way that we all were, as a baby. And with the birth of this baby, God has forever shifted the landscape of what the relationship between us creatures and our God looks like. Because God, the timeless, all-powerful, infinite creator of the universe, has entered into our time, become vulnerable and human. And God has done this remarkable thing all for the sake of being present, accessible. God has done this for the purpose of being here with you and with me in a way that we can understand and relate to. It's just the kind of God we have, frankly, a kind of God who cares for you so deeply that God is willing to enter into the muck of creation. And so God becomes human with a real body like mine and yours, and God takes on all the consequences that come with these bodies. It's not so hard for us to imagine that the scene that God chooses to enter into at the manger, probably less than pleasant, right? Maybe sweat and blood lingering from labor. The smell that you never quite get out of a place where an animal lives, and a baby doing exactly what babies do, and all of this with dust and dirt underfoot. It's probably not the most picturesque thing we can think of. But God is willing to take on all of this, and so much more, even suffering on the cross and the grave, for the sake of being present with us, for the sake of saving us in a way that we can understand and relate to. God is willing to take on a bodily life and the certainty of pain and death that come with it, all because God wants to be with us for the sake of being near us. And notice how it is that God comes. It isn't in a threatening way. It isn't to punish or to strong arm. God comes as something not scary, something perfectly vulnerable, a little baby, to bring healing to creation, to take on the sins of the world, finally to destroy the power of death. Because you are loved, God comes to be present with you. This presence, it makes all the difference for us. I think we know this instinctively, right? Just this week, our 2-year-old son, Marcus, woke me up in the middle of the night calling, "Daddy, Daddy." So groggy, I traced the familiar path to his room and, you know, "What's wrong, buddy?" You know, "Daddy, what was that noise I heard?" I don't know. I didn't hear anything, Marcus. I didn't hear anything at all. "Oh, Daddy, it sounded like the microwave." "I don't know, Marcus. I didn't hear the microwave, but whatever it was, it's nothing to worry about. Daddy has to go back to sleep. It was nothing. Don't be afraid. Night, night." And I turned to make my way back to my bed and, of course, did not get far. "Daddy, don't leave. Sing a song." Which is to say, stay with me. Be with me in this. And it occurred to me, here was the angel's announcement to the shepherd playing out right in my own dark house in the middle of the night. I'm saying with my words, "Don't be afraid," but the words don't do much good, because what Marcus needed was my presence with him, to reassure him, to help him understand that there was nothing to fear, not with my words, right, but by being there with him. And in Jesus, this is what God does for us. Emmanuel, God with us. In Jesus Christ, the love of God has come down from heaven to be with you. Through the joy and the sorrow, God present with you. What a gift. Thanks be to God.